Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we here. How's everybody? It's always something with technical. My mother told me that a long time ago. Anything that's man-made, is something could go wrong with it at all times. And that's definitely proven. One second, here we go again with this technical difficulty. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Of course, we going, give me one second. We're going through a little bit of a technical difficulty. It's all right. It's worse things going on in the world right now. So this right here, this is nothing. With so much sickness and death and things going on, it's like, for me, this is nothing right here. Trying to get these people on the line. Bear with me one second. It seems like I do this every week. It's like I'm telling everybody to bear with me. get something to drink or sit back and relax. Okay, let's see what's going on now. See if it's working. Testing. Okay, I can hear. See, I got headphones on, so what I'm trying, what I do is, 1 second. What I do is I'm working with, like, 2 laptops, really 3, and 2 different phones. So sometimes I run into, all right, we should be good now. We should be good now. How's everybody doing? We got a good show. I'm waiting for my co-host to tune in. I don't see his number yet. He'll be with us in a minute. I literally just got in the house maybe like an hour ago. I woke up. I had a lot of business to handle. And then I wound up going fishing. I left a little bit too late. I really got home about 6 o'clock. And I jumped in the shower, got out the shower. I had some rotisserie chicken from Walmart that I got the other day. And I warmed that up and I ate some of that real fast. You know how it is. Before you know it, it's almost 8 o'clock. And then you got to start running around. And, like, time is like, somebody once told me that it's never enough hours or minutes in a day. And I didn't really understand it, but now I do. It seemed like it's never really enough time in a day for what you got to do. Today we're going to try something a little different. Let me go over the format of the show. We got topics that were sent in. We're going to try to get to all these topics today because people send the topics in and then we wind up talking about something and then we don't get to the topics. So I got to get to these topics today that were sent in. So I got to try to get through all of them. We should be able to. And also we got the new segment where if anybody out there want to call somebody and tell them you love them, it could be your son, it could be your daughter, it could be a somebody you care about, it could be anybody, a coworker, anybody. If you want to just call somebody and tell them you love them. We do. Last week was pretty good. I didn't know it was going to go that good, but last week it was pretty good. So we're going to try that again this week. Then we're going to have a segment. It's like the storytelling hour, where if somebody want to give a story out their life, and if nobody else don't want to do it, I'm going to have to do it. So hopefully somebody will do it. And I won't have to do it. Now let me. Okay, I always gotta thank the people that's out there on the links, Jay Sean's links. Thank you for the people on the links and the people on the phone line. People still chiming in. So I'm giving people time to come in on the phone lines. While I wait for people to call in, I'll go over some of the topics that we have. The first topic is. This happened to me before too, and I'll tell you how I dealt with the situation. If you was out and you saw one of your best friend or one of your best friends or we gonna leave it at friends or best friends. If you seen one of your best friends or friend, his wife or her husband or her boyfriend and his girlfriend, fiance, whatever. Out somewhere with another person, what would you do? Would you tell your friend? Would you tell your brother or your sister? Or would you approach the person and let them know what they was doing was wrong? I mean, well, that happened to me before. I was in Atlantic City one time, and I seen somebody I knew. I seen his wife in Atlantic City, but I never said nothing about it to this day. So I don't know. You tell me if I was right or wrong. The second topic of the day, that topic was sent in from somebody. The second topic is, I hope y'all don't hear that loud music that they playing outside my house. It's loud as hell. If you marry, can you really love your wife or your husband and love somebody else on the outside? That was another topic that was sent in. If you marry and you wind up loving somebody else on the outside, is it possible to love your wife or your husband and that person? That's a little bit much. Now the third topic is, have you ever had sex with two brothers, two sisters, mother, daughter, father, son, father, daughter, mother, son? People have done that. I don't know if they're going to talk about it. If not, I'll talk about it. And the fourth topic is, can you be rescued from yourself? Think about it. Can you be rescued from yourself? That's my topic. I brought that one up myself. Can you be rescued from yourself? So that's the four topics for the day. Let me see if my co-host is not here. Let me check the phones. He might be having difficulty calling in. Okay, wait a minute. See what's going on. See if I can get my co-host out here.
Okay.
Well, that's not my co-host. The weather, man, the weather was like 80-something degrees today. It was beautiful. I had to go fishing. I had to. I'm a fisherman. My father started taking me fishing probably when I was about 5 years old, something like that. And I've been going fishing ever since. Well, anyway, while I wait for my co-host to get in, we can't stop the show. Well, most of you, if you listened to my sister's podcast last night, she touched on it a little bit. For the people who don't know that's on the line, I'll tell the rest of the people that's on the line that my family, we got some bad news yesterday, that one of my oldest brothers was found deceased in Atlanta. And I got the phone call, actually. Then I called my sister. You know, they didn't really give any details, you know what I mean? They just, you know, said he was found, you know, unresponsive. So, I mean, my sister, she said it yesterday. She's like, the show must go on. So that's kind of like how I feel. But, you know, like, when you get news like that, I'm sure everybody have got that phone call. If not, it's really a phone call that you don't want to get. Actually, I got the phone call when my mother died too. I got that phone call too, and I did it. I called my sister again. So I'm getting good at that, I guess, or whatever. I don't know, but it's really a phone call that you really don't want to get, but it's a phone call that sticks with you. But sometimes you know it's coming, like if somebody been suffering from a long illness. And sometimes it comes, you get the call in the middle of the night or whenever, and it's a shock. But death is death, no matter how you draw it up or no matter how to see it. We all just passing through. My brother, he used to always tell me, he used to say, you only live once. But if you do it right, that's all you need. So I don't know if he felt like he did it right or whatever. I don't really know. He was kind of like maybe what when you people say a black sheep, if you ever hear somebody say the black sheep of the family, I'll say he was the black sheep of the family. Actually, I'll say that I know people watch TV and you see comedy shows and all that, and I know we all seen funerals when somebody come up there and say, that mother owed me $50, or that mother wasn't worth shit, or that mother, you know, if you don't know my brother, well, I'm telling you, he would be one that if somebody would probably go up there to the podium when they had 3 minutes to talk. He probably would be the one where somebody went up there and said, this black mother, he could kiss my, he wasn't this and that. He would be a good candidate for that. I'm sure my sister would agree. He would be a candidate that he might get cursed out at his own funeral. But you know what? People live and people die. It's your choice how you live, but it's not your choice how you die. It's just something that you know is coming. You don't know if it's coming in the morning. You don't know if it's coming in the nighttime. You don't know if it's coming when you by yourself. You don't know if it's coming when you with loved ones or you just don't know, but we just all know it's coming. My whole main objective in the world would be that if something happened to me, that I wouldn't want one person having ill feelings toward me. I would want everybody to remember me as, you know, a good person and a loving dude, you know what I mean? And I would want people to only have kind words. So why I'm saying that is because people know wherever they at in their work life and whatever they doing in their life, they know the end is coming. And sometimes they know the end is near. And they got chances to change it around and make shit right. And they might not be talking to a family member, a brother or sister. You might be mad at them. You might then talk to them for a year or 2 years. Like, you got chance. You got time to make it right while you breathing. You might have stole something from somebody. You might have cursed a mother out. You might have had babies and left and never seen them no more. You maybe was a deadbeat dad. You maybe broke somebody's heart. But, I mean, you got time to make it right. But if you don't, I mean, it's death to your mouth. And that's just the way it is. So we got to kind of make sure that we not caught like that. I definitely don't want to be caught like that. I don't hate anybody. I'm not trying to. If Pastor Ruben, if you want, you got to press 1 and let me know you on. I see some numbers, but I don't know which one is yours. I see a bunch of numbers. But anyway, yeah, that's it, you know. So we all take different things a little different. I cried a little bit, you know, and then I cried a little bit more. And then now it's just time to reflect. I'm not going to reflect on the bad times because, you know, it's easy to do that. I'm just going to try to reflect on the good times. Because I don't, just like I don't want to kick nobody when they down, I don't want to talk about the dead. Because you got to be careful. Trust me. This is an actual fact. You have to be careful of the energy that you put out into the world, into the atmosphere. Because you never know how it's going to come back to you. So just, we just got to stay positive. And that's all we got to do. We got to stay positive. I might have to call my pastor. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to, before we get all into the show and everything, I thank the people that was on the line. For the people on the phone lines, if you want to make a comment or a shout out or anything, you got to press 1 to let me know you're there. Other than that, for people on the links, you just get to listen. But you know, I appreciate that. What I'm gonna do is I gotta call Pastor Ruben in some kind of way, and then we could come back and we can try to start this show off. If you want, you have to press 1. I don't know if he's on. But this is what we're gonna do. When I was about, I know everybody know the history. It's no secret. If you don't know the history, that my brother who died, that's the one who taught me all about pimping and all that stuff like that. And, you know, when I was young, at a young age. And, you know, for a long time, you know, it kind of bothered me and stuff like that. But I will say one thing. I will say this. This will be the last thing I say about it. I don't want to harp on that and kill the party. But I will say this. He was one person that really believed in me. At a young age, he really believed in me. He made me believe in me. I'm talking about maybe at 13 years old, maybe 13 or something like that. I don't think I was in high school yet. And he would talk to me, tell me stuff like, do you know who you are? Randy motherfucking Jackson. You was born to do what you do. You was born to be special. He would tell me that I had certain things inside of me or powers or something like that that other people didn't have. And I believed it. He would tell me shit like, look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you got to know and you got to believe that the motherfucker in the mirror that's looking back at you is a badass mother, you know the rest of it, that can do anything. And a lot of other shit that I won't get into that he told me, but so much confidence in me, and I kind of believed it. I kind of believed that I was put here on this earth to do certain things. I was kind of believing in my mind that I was, that my hands weren't for punching clocks and shit like that. Like, my hands were for counting money and touching women, and I was here to be catered to and shit like that. And but not even really, not even about all the catering thing. He just so much like confidence in myself. And you know what? And in a way, a lot of people, you know, and positive though, a lot of people should do that to their kids the way he did that to me, because he really had me believing that it was nothing I couldn't talk anybody into doing. He really had me believing that it wasn't nothing that I couldn't get somebody to do for me. He really had me believing that I could do anything that I wanted to do. And I don't know. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but who knows how it turned out. I don't know. But on the flip side to that, he was an asshole. So and that's what he was. He was a real asshole. So we ain't going to forget about that. I could go flip and flop and tipsy-turvy, you know, shit like that. I could go on and on and on. Ruben, if you want, press 1. Well, we're going to have to wait a minute. Is that we're going to have to start without you. Well, I'm going to hold on 1 second. Oh, you want press 1 if you want. Oh. So I can't see. I got to get some glasses. All these numbers, and they all look like they moving and shit. Okay, hold on 1 second, everybody. Oh, what's good?
Yo.
What's up?
I'm all right, man. He was saying something. He was doing something at the moment. I talked to him about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving then. Stay live with me, okay?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I got somebody. These pumps going quick, man.
You got what?
I said, them pumps going quick, man. Thanks for the shipment. I knew you would catch on.
Oh, the penis enlargement pump? You could.
Yeah.
They could have took mine. I didn't even get to talk about it. We was talking about so much, I didn't even get to talk about that. That damn pump. I tried to use that pump, and it sucked my balls up in it. You could take that pump. That thing is dangerous.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to my parents over the air too, real quick, man. Today's their anniversary. I don't know what year it is, but I know it's well over 20.
Do
I
want to
say happy anniversary to Mama Sip and Papa Sip.
Okay, that's it. Stay, I'm going to keep you live, okay?
All right.
Because I see. Rube, Pastor Ruben. I'm live.
Yes, sir.
You late to the dinner table?
Yes, I am late tonight. Wasn't feeling too well.
No, all right. I apologize for that. I didn't know
you can hear me?
Feel better. Yeah, we all live.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I got.
Hello, everyone.
I'm gonna ask. Yeah, he gotta go, but I'm here with him now, man. My pops and them for the anniversary.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Say,
how many years
you
been,
Pop? 23
years.
How many? 23.
He's out.
It's 23 years.
Happy anniversary, dear. 23
I appreciate 23 you.
Years.
23
I know,
years.
I'm not messing with that tonight. Or I'm just going to 23 years. I'm not messing with that tonight. That's a blessing.
All you need to do is appreciate it.
You get a standing ovation for that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm not even gonna hit you with a topic. We're gonna leave that alone, and it's a different type night. I want to take a quick break and then come back. Then we're gonna start with the topics. I'm gonna keep you live, okay? Testing.
I'm here. I just muted my background. I'm here.
Okay, I'm gonna keep you live with me and Ruben. All right. What we gonna do now is we still gonna get into all the we gonna get into these topics today. I gotta get into the topics because every week I ignore the topics. I don't get into them. I gotta get into the topics. We're gonna do the love call. Anybody out here want to call somebody and tell them you love them? And like I said, last week it was good because my sister came on, my cousin came on. Omar, that's who you tried to call last week, the one that was just there.
Sure, you said yes. Would you like to reply?
You mute your phone. You got delayed.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, he's right here. He didn't pick up the phone, man. He broke my heart, man.
I called last week.
Me?
Oh, I didn't know. Heck, so much done happened since then. That's over with.
That was a pickup.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Well, we gonna keep it moving. We gonna get some more calls. We're going to get some more calls this week. If anybody want to call somebody, a son, a daughter, friend, anybody you want to call and tell them you love them, we're going to do that. We're definitely going to do that this week. And then we're going to do some I got some other stuff I want to try and do, too. We're going to try to do a lot of stuff. And we're going to try to just keep this show moving and moving. I know everybody wanted to get crazy, but we're going to try to keep some structure tonight. Because I think the week before we talked 3 hours about how many times should somebody have sex with a woman. We're not going to do that tonight. We ain't going to talk 3 hours about that tonight. We gave too much attention to how many times should a man have sex with his wife. Too much attention to that. I'm trying to pull up this song. 1 second. Think this might be it right here. So what we gonna do? We gonna take a quick break and then we gonna come back. We gonna jump right into the topics. Oh, somebody said that was 2 weeks ago. All right, that was 2 weeks ago. Okay, that was 2 weeks ago. What we gonna do right now is, let me see if it's ready. This is now everybody might don't like this, I don't know, but when I was 12 or 13, this and my brother was trying to turn me on to some different music. He turned me on to Jimi Hendrix. I don't know how many people out there know Jimi Hendrix. So if you don't like Jimi Hendrix, this is 3 minutes and 55 seconds. Put it on mute or put the phone down. But this, I gotta play this song in honor of my brother who died yesterday, or they found him dead yesterday or something. And this was one of his favorite songs. But he liked it rock and roll, so it's kind of different. So we gonna go with this, and then we gonna come back, and then we gonna start the show, have some toasts and stuff. I'm not drinking too much tonight. I'm trying to keep a level head tonight. I don't want to get too crazy tonight. I know people love when we do that, but we're not gonna do that. We're gonna stay cool. All right, so look, let's jump right into this, and then we're gonna be back. We're gonna jump. This is one of my brother's favorite songs. His name was Nicholas Jackson, but we called him Pete. And this after we do this, we're going to move on. I'm not talking about that no more. But I at least owe him this. You know what I mean? Because he turned me on to Jimi Hendrix at 12 or 13. I didn't understand the music. I thought it was crazy. I didn't like it. But I grew to like it the older I got, because now I like white music, black music, Spanish music. I like music is music. It's all a key to your heart and a key to your soul. So let's jump right into it, and we'll be right back to start the show. And like I said, if you ain't into rock and roll, just put the phone down.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Better jump up to the beat. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come and take my earth. None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth. No reason to get excited. The busy kind is cold. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
Meet Google Pixel 7a. It's a huge new feature.
We back. How was that rock and roll? That shit was crazy. That music used to drive me crazy. Rock and roll. Okay, let's see. Where we at? like I said before, we're going to deal with these topics today. I'm not going to let these topics get out the way because people are going to be mad with me. If you're on the phone lines and you want to come in, I see a couple of people on. All right, you know what? Let's go to the phone lines real fast. 1173, you live. Okay. Oh, I think that's Miles. I think that's Miles' number. Miles, you there with me? Oh, no. Miles must have pressed one. Oh, hold on. Let me see. This is 979. Oh, this is
Yeah, I'm back. That's me.
Oh, you got disconnected?
This is Nephew O.
Okay.
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Okay.
I had to switch to my Obama phone instead of the Joe Biden phone.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, look, we had some questions sent in, some topics sent in that I really wanted to get to. I want to start trying to get to. So we got me, you, and Ruben. Unless somebody else press one, we gonna go over the topics and we all gonna give our own opinions. All right.
Word.
Gotcha.
All right. So we might as well just start from the top. If you was out somewhere, Pastor Ruben, Nephew O, if you was out somewhere and you saw your best friend's fiance, baby mother, or wife out with another man, would you approach her, or do you tell him, or do you say nothing? You want to go first? You go first, Pastor Ruben.
If I see her out with someone?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my kid was telling me something just now. I missed the question. Forgive me. Say it one more time for me.
Right.
I'm sorry.
If you was out somewhere,
mm-hmm,
and you saw your best friend or one of your best friends, fiance, wife, girlfriend, or baby mother out with another man, would you talk to her, approach her and talk to her, and let her know, you know, or would you tell him, or would you just not say nothing?
Say nothing.
I probably wouldn't say nothing right away, especially while it's going on, but when time permits, I will confront her about it. I would.
Okay,
I would,
so you the kind of you would confront her.
Yes,
you know, some people said that. Some people, you know, when I talk to people, some people said they would confront her. So you wouldn't go to your friend, you would confront her.
I would confront her in private, not in front of
what would that conversation be like?
You know, what's up with that? Who is this? You know, I thought you was with my boy, you know, so what's going on? It's something we need to know. I would get a clear understanding before I start assuming something. I would find out the ins and outs of it, you know. Because my thing is, if he's innocent, then if you saw me, why didn't you introduce me to your friend? You understand what I'm saying? So you don't do that. I see you, and you don't introduce me to your friend, and that makes me think, okay, she up to something. So what is it? And I would confront her by herself, not in front of the gentleman that she's with. I would call her off to herself, and I would talk to her about that. That's how I went.
Okay. I like that. Nephew O, you heard, you know the question.
Yo,
I repeat it.
I know the question, but that was a very pastor answer, Mr. Ruben. Thank you.
What would you do, O?
I wouldn't do jack.
Me personally, I wouldn't say nothing. you know, because it's none of my business, because I don't want to look like a, I don't want to look slow or nothing, because you step up, you do that, and it can be a cousin, it can be anybody. It can be her boss from lunch or whatever, trying to give her a promotion.
No, but
so,
no, but I'm saying it's not none of that. It's definitely somebody else that she's seeing.
Well, my thing is, if it's my homeboy or whatever the case may be, like, I'm not going to blatantly tell him. I might give him hints, you know, throw stuff out there, and if he's smart enough to catch it, then, you know, that's on him. Because if she's doing that, he already knows something up anyway, so it ain't like it'll be a shock. But then you don't want to be the person that he turns on because you went and told him that, because that happens all the time.
Okay, all right, I respect that. Well, I like I said, I was in that situation when I seen somebody, a female, with another man, and she was like married to somebody, you know what I mean? And I knew it, and I really didn't know what to do, and so I just did nothing. I didn't approach her, and I never told him.
It's the right thing.
And I mean, they still together, you know what I mean? And she still knows that's
why you did the right thing. Because whatever you would have seen, who that
back there talking?
That's Papa Sip. He was chiming in on what you were saying.
Give him the phone. He got 23 years of marriage. Give him the phone. Hello?
You don't want to put yourself in those people's business.
Because at the end of the day,
when it's all said and done, what they going to end up doing? If they get back together, then what?
You ass out.
Huh?
That's right.
If they get back together, you ass out. Because they're going to flip it on you.
My thing is, I've dealt with a lot of people. I don't get into nobody's business. That's what they do. That's what they do. If she see me and she don't come over to me, she know that I seen her, she won't have to worry about me saying nothing about it because, my boy, like I say, you know, at the end of the day, they may turn on you.
Right.
For telling them. And so if you care about your friend, you wouldn't do that, you know. Because if he knows something going on, he didn't tell you about it. If he didn't tell you about it and you see something, you know it. I wouldn't say nothing about it either.
When it happened to me, I didn't say nothing to this day. And that been probably like, no lie, that happened in the 90s. And they still together. So that happened like, man, that's like what, 97, 2000, 20 years ago maybe? Maybe no more than 20 years ago. And they still together, and I never said nothing. But she knows I seen her, and I know I seen her. You know what I mean? But like you said, I never said nothing. If anybody want to chime in, you just press 1 and just jump in anytime you want to. And we continue this, but Pastor Ruben said he would tell the lady. I had people saying they would do that, Pastor Ruben, that they would step to the lady or to the man and let him know. But most people said they wouldn't say nothing. But I don't know, is that really the right answer? Maybe it is. You know, maybe it's not. Maybe it is. Just, is it okay? Maybe just mind your business. Let her keep cheating. Or let him keep cheating. You know, and then it might just happen to you.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But
wouldn't you want to know if it was being done to you?
Hell no. I want to know. Shit, I want to tell me. Forget about that. I want you to tell me. You see, if you see my woman out somewhere, tell me. Nah, no can do do. Don't sit on it. Don't address it with her. Don't sit on it. Come and tell me. That's just how I feel, though, you know. But really, I know most people gonna say they not gonna get involved because you don't get involved in people's business. But damn it, if you see my woman cheating, tell me about it. So we're gonna move on from that topic then. If nobody don't want to chime in, we're gonna move on from that topic. The second topic is, okay, this was sent in by somebody, and I know they on the line. If you marry. Now, all these questions go both ways. They not just one way, a woman or a man. They go both ways. If you married and something happened and you start loving somebody outside your marriage, can you love two people at the same time? Is it possible? Is it real to love two people? Or is it just something that you coerced in your mind to believe it's like that? Because me personally, I believe that if somebody is with somebody and you messing around or cheating, then you still might love your woman. But what's the definition of that love? I don't know. But anyway, Omar, you go first this time, Ness. If you marry to somebody and you love them and you wind up, can you wind up loving two people at the same time?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You got that?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the question. Yeah. So, yeah, me personally, can I love two people at the same time? If I was in that situation, I would say, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So you could love your wife and love another woman?
Yeah, if I was in that situation.
Do you think that would be real love, though?
I mean, I don't know, man. You know, us as men, you know, we think with our both our brains, and sometimes the other brain wins. So, I mean, I think it's
lust,
possible.
Though. That's lust. That's lust, though. When you think with the other head,
that's what I'm
love.
Saying.
That's lust.
You know, for men, you know, we don't necessarily identify love with a woman feels all the time. Different. You know, when a man love you, you know, it's like, it just means you really, really like it.
Pastor Ruben, what about you?
I think it's possible because I can love you and don't have to be in love with you. I can love you, care about your well-being. If I'm married to you and I can love you, care about your well-being and everything, I still could be in love with someone else. I mean, I just can't, you know. I think it's possible that you can love someone and also be in love with someone else. I think it's possible.
But is that the correct answer though for a pastor though?
Yes, because I'm not telling you to act on your feelings and emotions. If you're married to someone, then that is to death do
but,
part, or
but,
you get a legal divorce. Now
Jesus said we're supposed to love everybody.
yeah, I can love you at, you know, whatever, but I could still be in love with someone else. Because you could be, you could fall in love and out of love with someone at the same time, but you're still legally bounded to that person. But you can act, if you're in love with someone else, but you can't act on that in love until you have savaged your relationship with your spouse. So
I think we're gonna call you Minister Ruben instead of Pastor Ruben.
I would never tell no one to, you know why
I said minister Muslims, they can have more than one wife. So we're gonna call you Minister Ruben.
In my pastoral training in seminary, we are never to encourage divorce. That's a decision you have to make. But I do think it's possible. You can love someone and be with them, but also be in love with somebody else. Me personally, I've experienced that,
okay.
I would say.
Okay. I mean, I respect what everybody say. Me, myself, everybody know that's where I get a little sidetracked with that love thing. Because I believe in my heart that if you love somebody and you married to them, then I believe you can't love anybody else. And if some kind of way you started feeling like you love somebody else outside your marriage, then okay, you love them, but you love your wife. But what's the definition of that? What's the definition of that love? What's the definition of that love? Okay, I could love you, but I still could screw somebody else. Or I love you, but I'm going to mess around behind your back and love somebody else. See, that's where I come with that fuck love thing, because people like to draw up their own meanings of love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not contradicting what nobody's saying. I'm just telling you my point of view. If you love somebody, you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with somebody else is out of the question, unheard of, omni void, no way, because you love somebody. But then when we start saying that we could meet another woman and we could start sleeping with another woman, or a woman messing with another man, and you sleeping with another man, you having oral sex with another man, and y'all switching all this secretion, and y'all doing all this stuff, and now I love her too, like I love my wife. I love her, but I love my wife. I love my wife, but I love her. So if that's the point, then you might wind up loving somebody else. So then you're gonna tell me can you love three people at the same time? Can you love four people at the same time? Because if you could love two people at the same time, shit, you might could love three people at the same time. Shit, you might could love four people at the same time. You know what I'm saying? In all reality,
but
it's impossible to say that you could love. This just me. I'm not shooting down what nobody said. I'm just giving you my idea. You can love two people at the same time. That's not love, because when you love somebody, you don't want to hurt that person. When you love somebody, you don't want to take a chance My last marriage, I was married 8 years. I never cheated. Now, I'm not saying I never cheated because of love or nothing like that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I never cheated. Out of 7 out of 8 years, I didn't cheat because I didn't want to. I had no urge. It was nothing in me that made me want to touch another woman. So
you
maybe I was in love. Maybe I, yes, Bingo. You hit it right on the nose, Pastor. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I think we're going about it different when we're talking about love and all that. We got to drop that in, like you just said, fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start talking about fulfillment, then we got to go with a lot of other stuff. How far does fulfillment go?
Because I love you now doesn't mean I have to speak with you. I don't have to be intimate with you to love you. You understand
because
what I'm
saying? Everybody,
yeah.
Because everybody, let me tell you something. Everybody get wrapped up into thinking that men are the only ones that, oh, the men, he want me to do this. He want me to do that. He want me to do this. See, but people, everybody know my history. If you don't know my history, I'm not going to say it right now, but I had a colorful life. I had a colorful life. I was in the sporting world. Somebody asked me yesterday, they said, Jay, I remember when you used to live with like three and four women at the same time. They said, Jay, was that hard to do living with four or five women and they one got a period on and one got an attitude and this and that? How did you do that? Was it? I said, hell yeah, that shit was hard. That shit wasn't easy. See, but I have lived with two and three and four and five women at one time. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I don't even, everybody know, if you listen to this show all the time, I never talk about that. But I'm just trying to make a point right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people out here, they think it's more stereotype that the men always want the woman to do something that she don't want to do. Oh, he want to have anal sex. I'm not doing that. Oh, he want me to swallow. Oh, I'm not doing that. But a lot of people get caught up and they don't really know the real. Sometimes your woman got more fantasies than you, but you don't give her time. You don't even take the time to find out because you too busy worrying about your fantasies. You too worrying about, oh, I want an anal sex, or I want her to swallow, or I want her to role play. I want her to do. You too busy. You too busy worrying about your fantasies that you don't even check your woman's fantasies. I'll tell you a quick story real quick. And he might be listening now, but I never say. Well, it's not nothing bad, but I wouldn't say no name. But I had a close, me and one of my friends, we was out at a club one night. And there was a girl I was messing with. She was out with her girlfriend. And some kind of way we wind up sitting at a table together, me and him and the two females. So the other female that the girl I was messing with, she wasn't like a main girl. She was like a side chick. The other girl got up and went on the dance floor. So that left me and my friend at the table with the girl that I was messing with. So I don't know how the conversation came up, but we start talking about fantasies. Now, I was messing with this girl for a long time, but she came out and told me that her fantasy was to be with two guys. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I've been on some pimp stuff before, but I was pissed off when she said that. I was highly upset, and my friend who was with me, he was kicking me under the table and all kind of shit. Like, yo, like she wanted to do both of us, you know. But I guess I had my feelings too wrapped up involved in it, you know what I mean? But that was her fantasy, and I had been messing with her 2 years, and I was too busy worrying about satisfying my fantasies and my thrills and my lust. I never took time to find out what hers was. So men, we often get wrapped up in worrying about what we want. Oh, I want her to swallow. I want her to let me choke her. Let me pull her hair. Let me do this and let me do that. Yo, women got wild fantasies too. I know females that like to be choked. I know females that like to be peed on. I know females that like their hair pulled. I know females that want to be punched and spanked and slapped and bitten. Now this, I'm going to put the cash out for that because I'm giving y'all some game tonight. And the game is to be sold. It's not to be told. I'm giving y'all some real game tonight. Stop worrying about your fantasy because women got fantasies too. Because you'll be home thinking your wife is all glitter and gold and you can't ask her to go down on you and you can't ask her to do this and you can't ask her to do that. But she might be dying to do that. But you just didn't ask her. Her ex probably did all that. Imagine you get with a woman. If somebody get with a woman. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say it. If somebody get with a woman after me, you better be ready to do some of every kind of damn thing to that woman. Because if you get with a woman after Jay Sean been with a woman, and you talk about, oh, no, she too precious and all that, I'm not going to ask her to do this, and I'm not going to ask her to do that, and I'm not going to ask her to do that, you're going to have a sexually frustrated woman. And that goes not just for me. That goes for everybody out there listening. If you got a woman or a wife and she's been with somebody else, you better make sure you know what she likes to do. Ask her. Don't make her feel embarrassed. Don't make her feel shy. She might want to put on a dancing outfit and dance for you. She might want you to spank her. She might want to put on a cowboy hat and some high heel shoes. You know what I mean? She might want to role play. Anyway, I'm all over the place tonight. Anybody on the phone line want to chime in? Press one, and we'll bring you in. If not, we're gonna go to the second. We're gonna go to the third topic. I think that was the second topic. My nephew listening, he always talking about what he want to say and what he want to do, but he never pressed one. And he never pressed one. For me, anyway. My sister out there somewhere listening, too. They on the listening mode tonight. That's all. That's cool. All right. Should we take a – no, let's don't take a break. Let's keep moving. This is how I like my show. I like my show nice and calm. I don't like all that arguing and yelling and screaming, even though I know everybody loves that when it's wild and when people disrespecting people. And I just like it nice and calm, just like this, because we able to make understand and understood. We able to talk intellectual about adult shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The third topic. Have you ever had sex with two sisters, two brothers, father and a son, mother and a daughter, mother and her son, father and his daughter, or anything like that? So this is more like a yes or no, I guess. This ain't even nothing to elaborate on. Pastor Ruben, have you ever?
No, sir. No.
Nephew O, have you ever?
What you mean? Can you repeat the question for me? I had some noise in my background.
Have you ever had sex with two sisters, or her mother and a daughter, or a mother, yeah, mother and daughter,
yes.
Two sisters, or anything like that?
Yes, sisters. Yes.
You want to tell us about it?
No, it wasn't at the same. It wasn't at the same time, though. It was like
no, not at the same time. No, hell no. you'll be super bad.
Nah, I was so what happened with my situation when I was single, I went the I was chilling with one girl or whatever and messed with her or whatever the case might be, and then the girl that walked through the door was that was her sister. I didn't even know. She said my name and I was like, "What?" And I just had to walk out, man, like the walk of shame.
No, that was the Hall of Fame. That wasn't the Walk of Shame. That was the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. They just caught me off guard, so I didn't know what the hell to say. I just got up and left. I was like, shit, y'all deal with this shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know me. You know where I'm at with it, right? I done had sex with a mother and her daughter, two sisters, more than one time. It really not too much that I probably really haven't done. I think last week we was talking about voyeurism, people who like to watch people have sex. That was me. I think I used to love to watch women have sex with each other. One time I watched three women have sex with each other for about 3 hours, and I just sat on the couch and watched them in the bed for about 3 hours. And it was a little bit much.
What you want, baby? You want a sandwich?
That was a TV.
Nothing. Kids ordering something to eat. We gotta take for lunch.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. Damn, I gotta get there.
Yeah, they hit.
Let's, I don't know, this number keep pressing one, but when I hit it, they not saying nothing. Let me see something.
What's up, Jay?
Oh, what's up, man? I seen the pressing one. I didn't know. What's up? What's going on, Brother Miles?
No, I'm just sitting here listening.
Let me tell you, Miles is a good dude, man. For real. He really is. He support everybody's show. He co-hosts with my sister. And he even made a donation to the podcast. You can't get no better than that.
Hey, Jay.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo.
The thing y'all talk about, loving one woman and loving another one.
Yeah, go ahead, talk to me.
I think it's possible. Only way I think it could truly happen, if you marry, you love your wife, you're attracted to another woman, that would end up falling in love with that other woman. You just don't fall in love with her. You got to be attracted to her.
Yeah, but then is that really love then? If you could fall in love with another woman and you loving your wife, is that really love?
No. I think it's just lust.
Right.
You know, why would you tell your woman, especially if you're in the house of the Lord, that I love you, no one else, and then you go out there and say, oh, by the way, that chick around the corner from your house, yeah, I love her too, so. If I ain't here in like 3 hours, I'm around the corner at your sister's aunt house. You know, you don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that kind of love.
I don't think that's real love either, because you know, you can't be telling this woman you love her and then you running around with another woman. That's screwed up. You get killed like that.
Yeah,
as far
that's
as this,
enough, yeah.
As far as, you know, because you know, women are very emotional though. Especially when they think you the one, and you got them believing it's only them, then they turn around and find out something different. Like you said, put it like this. You know that machine you said that blew up your balls?
I didn't say blew up my balls. I said...
Well, they sucked them in there. Well, you sucked them in. That's just like she'd do you. She'd grab a hold of the motherfucker and cut them off, and you'd be like, oh, shit. That's love for you.
Yeah, that's love.
I can't, you know, now the other thing about the two sisters now, I slept with two sisters. The only difference is same fathers but different mothers, you know. I ain't knew they were sisters,
okay.
But I found out they both had the same father but different mothers.
Okay. Look at Miles getting around. That's what I'm talking about. Do tell.
But I wasn't in a relationship when I had that. I was single then. Like, I wasn't like, oh, lying and shit, but.
Nah, you a good dude. You a good dude.
And another thing, Jay, the one you said about if you see his girl with another guy.
Yes.
It's hard to tell on her because then the guy you say, if I come to you and say, Jay, I seen your girl with another man, you like, hold up. I could be lying to you just to get you to kick her to the curb before I can have her. Or I could be telling the truth. Then you got to ask yourself, who you going to believe, my girl or this dude I know? See, that puts you in a spot there. Now, if your girl cheating on you or like that and one of your homeboys see her, now, if she see you, I guarantee you, she approached you and said, look, it ain't nothing going on, me and him, blah, blah, this and that and that and that. If she come up to you and approach you like, no, what you seen ain't this and that and that, she could be lying to you. But see, when you could say to, okay, I'm going to go tell Jay, I seen this girl with another. But see, Jay, you got to sit back and say, hold up, is he telling me the truth or are he lying to me? Because then they're going to retain your word, his word against your girl word. Now, who you going to believe, your girl or this guy? And that puts you in a spot. Because what if you say, I believe the guy, and you find out the girl's telling the truth, and that put a lot of damage to your relationship with your girl because she's thinking you don't trust her. You rather believe somebody else than her. So you got to be careful in a situation like that. I'm like this: if I don't see it, I don't believe it. I don't believe when people tell me, "Oh, I seen your girl with this." I ain't going for it. If I don't see it, I ain't believing you.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mouse,
now being that I'm blind, if I don't smell it, I ain't touching it.
Technology is so great now. They can take pictures and prove it.
And what good is a picture going to do a blind person?
Exactly. But I'm just saying, if you wasn't blind and you had a proof that they did it, they saw them out there with them.
But then again, you got to like, okay, if you just see her with this guy in the club, I said, you don't know, maybe he knew her or he seen her, but you got to be careful just because you see a picture of her with a guy. You know, I'm like this, if I don't see them screwing one another, I don't know why they together, maybe they know each other in the club, they said, hi, how you doing? Now, that's just like if Jay in the club and he know this girl and she come and say, hey, Jay, how you doing? Sit down and say, hey, what's going on? They just discussing, did your girl see you or you guys see you? And it's just an innocent conversation going on. And somebody took a picture and said, look, I see your man with this girl. Look, you know how they zoom into stuff like that. Look, girl, FaceTime her. Look at your boy over there with this girl. They could be just having a friendly conversation, nothing going on, and then you could blow that whole thing out of proportion. Now, what you should do is this. If somebody sent you a picture, you took up to your man and said, Jay, explain this picture to me. Who is this girl, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's the best way to go about it. Just don't go in there blowing up. Because let me tell you what happened to me a little over 10 years ago. We found out we had a half-sister. We didn't know right? My baby mother seen me with her. She blacked out on me. And then she found out that's my half-sister. You know, she never apologized to me. That's my she gonna tell me, yeah, it could have been somebody else. I don't know. I'm like, oh, Lord, no, you did. You got to, it's the best thing to do, just ask them. They show you a picture. Jay, who's this lady I see on this picture with you? And what y'all doing having a drink? And Jay can say, hey, I know her from before I knew you. Oh, she lives over there.
Right.
We friends. I know her. Blah, blah, blah.
Now, if you take a picture, now they show you a picture of Jay standing there, and God forbid, his thing in his her mouth. Then he got to have he got to come up with an excuse for that one. He can't say, "Oh, right. I thought I was in the bathroom."
Hold on, Miles. I think five, 5475. Did you press one?
Yep, that's it.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm
good.
Sorry to hear about your folks.
My brother. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. That's what you called in to say you wanted to talk about a topic?
Yeah. No, I agree with what, you know, this gentleman is saying right now. It's like the same dudes that are running around saying that they saw other men with their homeboy's chick or whatever, like, most of the time their intentions are just to be messy and try to get with her. So he's in the same category. Like, for example, I was just thinking, right, like a long time ago, my dude was locked up, right? And I started talking to this dude, and it was like an agreement with me and him. Like, he knew what it was. We were just going to, you know, break bread a little bit, maybe have sex sometimes here and there, whatever. But anyway, everybody that knew me went back and told my dude. And it's like, I was going to tell him when it was right, right? Because here's the thing. If I'm a woman and I make that decision, or a man makes that decision, eventually they're going to have to face their truth. They're going to have to tell this person, right? And which leads me to say, like, as the person that's telling them, that's hurtful. And I've been on both ends of it. So whether it's somebody coming to tell me about somebody I'm dealing with, or I've had to say a little something to somebody, it's hurtful. I don't want to be the person to deliver that news. I'm not the one hurting the person. So let that person find out. That's nobody's business to be exposing people for their actions. They're going to have to face their truth at some point.
Especially if you're wrong about that situation, too. You could destroy their relationship.
Right. Right, and again, all those good points about you don't know what this person is to that person. You don't know. I mean, I know a lot of dudes be like, that was my cousin, though, and, you know, even if it is your cousin, you might have smashed anyway, whatever, not being judgmental, but it happens. But, you know, just I think people need to be mindful of, why am I telling this person this information? What is the purpose of it? And then for the other person, like you said, you don't believe it unless you see it. So what was the purpose of this person telling you this? And years after, it was all the dudes that ran their mouth to my dude who was locked up that was the same ones trying to holler. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to bring some laughs to it with the brother sister thing and sister or whatever. There was two situations where I was talking to a guy and I ended up sleeping with his sister too. And it's crazy because both situations, the girl's sex was way better than the guy's sex. but again, I'm grown, so I wasn't in a relationship at the time. I was dealing with these two gentlemen, you know, for whatever it was worth, and ended up fucking their sister. It is what it is.
Can I ask you about that? Now the girl you got busy with, it seemed like they know your body better than the guy, right?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't necessarily, because think about it. Like, the women that you slept with throughout the years, some of them know their bodies more than others, right? Like, some of them know how to help the process. Some of them know how to make themselves come. Some of them know what makes them come. But there's some women who really are clueless when it comes to that. So I think that's a misconception.
All right.
Because, yeah, I've had a guy that knows my body way more than a female. But shout out to the sisters, though.
So, Jay, yeah. When you say you sat there and watched these girls have 3 hours, so your underwears must have been wet as hell then, huh?
No. I was just sitting there naked watching them.
So I guess your sheets and shit is blank. That sofa you was sitting on probably hard as a rock now. That shit dried up.
If I tell you 3 females was having sex with each other and I was watching them, you should be worried about what they was doing, not what I was doing.
I see now I understand why you got that pump shit.
Ask me something about what they was doing. You know what I was doing.
I see now why he got that pump. He tried to get his shit back.
See, now you're gonna amp the show up. We're keeping it calm tonight.
Hey, yo. Oh, you know he put that pump on the wrong thing. That's why this shit was sucking up some filth. Hey, Reverend, he put it on wrong, sir.
He didn't grease it up?
Yeah, he grabbed the wrong end of the pipe.
No, but you gave some good analogies. This Miss Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
I'm impressed that she said that she went, you know, she went both ways, you know, with a guy and a girl. You know, not most people would say that. Thanks for being honest.
Hey, this the only show when you come out here and you say whatever you want to say. You know that, Miles.
No, I'm just saying to hear a woman say that she did it with another guy and a girl, you know, most women won't come out and say that, though. But it was just refreshing to hear that.
And most women are going to front when their dude did this, like they didn't have sex with other guys also.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big thing. You know, just be honest. Like, what's the point? Like, I feel like women get wrapped up in being called a hoe or a slut or a bird or whatever, right? But it's like how you move. It's really how you move. If you move gracefully and you own your shit, then who's really got any room to say anything? You know, now if you rushing to feed your kids fucking dollar McDonald's menu and your dude is staying home watching the kids and you creeping off with another dude, you're a piece of shit. And somebody might say I'm a piece of shit for what I did. It is what it is, but I feel like to me it's how you move. It's what, you know. And just be honest. That's it. It's hurtful, but be honest. And
keep it
and
real.
Somebody can't handle the honesty, then it is what the fuck it is. And stop saying you can't handle the honesty when you can.
See, that's what fuck people up, keeping it, you know, hiding the truth and try to keep it hidden. And then all of a sudden it pops up on your ass out of nowhere. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Too late to nip it in the bud when she's staring over you with a knife in her hand about to cut Joey and Bobby off. Remember the way Bobby...
Me and Miles trying to find a female that want a fantasy to be with two men.
Oh my god!
Me.
So which one of the two players was better? For
what?
Both of y'all that admitted that. Actually, all three of you guys admitted that you had sex with sisters. I know you tried to put in there that they were only half sisters because felt a little bad, but it's
no.
Okay. We'll let that slide.
Yeah, but it was like months apart though, but like, you know, they both wasn't there.
I know
a lot of men would love to have sex with like twins, triplets.
So which sister was better, the first or the second one? For all three of you guys.
For me to be honest with you, they both tasted good though.
Taste it.
Yeah, because they both knew what they was doing. Hey, I ain't afraid to go down on a woman. Fuck that. It's all about that.
You see, you
but
see
I'm saying,
what
they both
got you now, you see?
They both
see,
was
I
good.
Hey, Miles.
Miles.
See, y'all see what Miles do now. Miles is the one. He jumped off. Miles jumped off my show. Now, I got you, Miles. You jumped off my show on a sneak tip. It's all good. It's
somebody,
I see how you do it. I see how you do it.
Somebody just texted me and said, do you take your teeth out your mouth when you do that?
Ooh, Miles.
Look, put it like this. Hey, look, it's better with no teeth than teeth because you won't be chewing on shit, but you'll be sucking on something real good, though. It ain't like you eating a cheeseburger, bro. That's why most men rather have a woman go down on her with no teeth than teeth. You don't want her to mess around and get locked on your ass.
We gotta take a vote on that. I don't know.
Hey, Jay.
Yo.
Jay.
Yo. What up?
Would you want a woman with a mouth full of teeth and get locked jaw on your ass?
What do you mean?
Oh, a ball mouth girl.
Well,
gums don't hurt. Teeth could hurt you bad. Gums don't.
Oh yeah, I like females to bite me.
Yeah.
Bite
as long as they don't got gingivitis.
Yeah, you better hope
like
the guys don't catch a seizure on your ass either.
I like them to bite me. I like females to bite my penis.
Well, have you ever had a girl with no teeth give you head?
Of course. Well, she had teeth, but she took them out.
See, that's why she missed. See, that's why he got a pump, because the girl who had a teeth took some couple of inches off that motherfucker. Now he's got to stretch it back out and shit.
I got a pump because I'm almost 60 years old and I can't do what I used to do, and I don't want to fuck with that blue pill that Omar got.
Hey Jay, that's what I tell people when they say, you know, that stuff make you blind. I said, that's why I can't see.
Hell no. I'm scared of them pills.
Yeah, I don't think it's natural when you I think it's natural for you to take something that's gonna keep you like that. It's like you ain't really doing you enough to get you up instead of your own self. No, that's like, okay, I'm gonna take this pill. Hey yo, Bobby, come here, I take this pill. What's that pill for?
What you gonna do? You gonna put a rubber band and tape some ice cream?
I'll be straight up when I said, look, babe, this is what I got. This is all I got to offer you. Love me or leave me. Because I ain't crazy about putting drugs in my body, man. I'm really not. I don't drink, smoke, none of that. I ain't putting no blue pill. Look, I'm blind as a bat. How I know that pill is blue? That shit could be pink, purple or something.
I'm gonna keep everybody live, just stay with it, but I gotta get to this, is anybody out here willing to call somebody and tell them that they love them, that they haven't did it, you could press 1, or, you know, it could be a daughter, son, anybody, you know what I mean? A lot of people really told me that was a good thing.
Well, I want to shout out to all the women that's listening. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah. Anybody on? I'm trying to get somebody out here to call somebody and tell them that they love them. That's what I want to do. So anytime you want to do that, just press 1. Listen, we gotta. Everybody, stay with us. I want to take a quick break, and then we gonna come back. We gonna come back with the. The topic, we're going to come back with more. Somebody want to make it. If nobody don't make a phone call, see, I got to do it. And I don't want to do it. So I got to have somebody press 1 and do it. And we got a couple more things to do.
DeAndrea. And Chet, I'm on the phone, Chet.
One second. Let me see. Let me pull up another. So I want to pull up I got to pull up another Jimi Hendrix song. This all this night, the music dedicated to my brother. So I gotta, he loved Jimi Hendrix. So I gotta pull up another Jimi song. I don't know which one. He had three favorite ones. I'll try this one right here. I know some Miles. I know somebody you got somebody you can call and tell them you love them. I know that, Miles. No problem. Don't you got somebody you love? Don't you got somebody you haven't told you love them in a long time? Miles, Ruben, Omar, Shay, nobody.
I don't throw that word around like that, so I'm out.
Me either. I definitely don't.
Especially with like women, they always do that. They be like, "Oh my god, I love you so much. Oh my god, you're so funny. I love you." I'd be like, "Oh my god."
That's true. That's definitely true. We're gonna take a quick break. Everybody, stay with us, and let me see if I can pull this up real quick. One second. So we got a nice time show tonight. Miles trying to amp the show up. I'm checking Miles out. He's trying to get it amped. Testing. Let me see. We got to play some more rock. I'm playing all the songs my brother liked tonight. Dedication. Celebrating. You know, you celebrate death. You cry for life. Let me see. All right. We're going to be right back after this, everybody. Let's see if I can get this right.
Thank you. ain't no hangman. You can put a rope around me. You better believe it, baby. I gotta go. Hey, no. Better run all down. Better slip by everybody. Yeah.
Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. I'm turning y'all on to some real rockers. Jimi Hendrix, the best guitar player ever. Imagine that my brother had me listening to that like 12 and 13 years old. I ain't know nothing about that music. Okay, we back now. Pastor, you still with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, Neff, you still with us? Neff, you still with us? He here. I know Miss Connecticut's still here. Oh, I got a. Oh, you see, I think.
Yeah,
I think
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got you. Miles, you still here?
All he needs is your permission.
Miles. Oh, Miles is gone. Wait a minute. Miles is off the line right now. All right, look, we're going to take this time out. We're going to do some promotion. Everybody know that we got other podcasts on this platform. Actually, tomorrow night, Saturday, at 7 o'clock, we got Let's Talk About It All at 7 o'clock. My man, Shadi. I'm not gonna say it's a empowerment show. It's more of education. I call it educating each one. Educating. I'm looking for another word for it. Because the stuff we always talk about on that show is, matter of fact, well, hold on. Thank you, pressing one. Let me see. 1 second.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, bro?
Yeah,
what's good?
What's going on? What's good, man?
What's going on?
Just listening to you. Yeah, just listening to you, you know. Acknowledging your growth, man. You know, acknowledging your growth. Where you know
we building on a different level tonight. We ain't doing no yelling and screaming tonight.
I can dig it. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
No. I was trying to tell him about your show tomorrow night, but you probably could tell him better than me.
Yeah, I mean it's basically about, you know, building your intellect and, lifting, self-empowerment, lifting yourself to a higher level of consciousness, understanding yourself better, you know, as a person and us as a people. We have abilities that we haven't even tapped into because we not working on our higher selves. A lot of times we moving on our lower selves because we're not dealing with our spiritual part. We're dealing with our flesh part. And, me and you been ran together, so you know I done been both. I done dealt with the flesh and the spirituality. So I understand the difference between the two. You know, we got it. We got to get to that inner person and start, you know, shining in that aspect. You know, so I was listening to what you were saying that, you know, sometimes we got to take ourselves out of it. Where you were saying that, you know, you never know what a woman wants if you don't, you know, ask them or give them or listen to them. Sometimes you just got to listen because sometimes they do tell you what they want. But a lot of times we be guilty, and that's not just on the women's side. On the men's side, the women do too. We have to learn to listen to each other. It's really we want to bring each other together. We want the men and women to be able to vibe as one. You know, so in order to get them to vibe as one, we have to start being one with self before we can accept somebody else to link up with. You know, we come in, if we come in 50% and they come in 50%, neither one of us at 100. You know, where instead of us working off of 200, we working off of maybe 90. You know what I'm saying? Because she may be 40, you may be 50, and you putting that together and you're at 90, and then you can't really, you know, get yourselves together. So let's, you know, the show is we want to all get to 100% and be able to put that 100% together and make 200% and instill that in the children and in our communities and change our outlooks and change the outcomes of what we've been dealing with. You know, that's pretty much what the show is about, doing that type of thing.
But yeah, I've been, so what you going to be talking about tomorrow?
Being that it's Mother's Day, I'm definitely going to, you know, talk about the women and the importance of women. You know what I mean? I mean, because we as men and even the women sometimes don't even hold themselves high as they should be. You know, sometimes the women even lack on where they should be within themselves. And sometimes we put them through things that cause that. And, you know, and it's about raising the woman up high and putting her at a proper place and, you know, get rid of that, you know, bitch, hoe, and thot and have that queen goddess, you know, in earth. We got to put them back on that type of level and get them back to that level. And we got to be the kings, the god, and the sun. You know, we got to be on that type of thing now. That's the type of time that we got to try to be on. So, you know, that's what we'd be speaking about tomorrow on the show. You know, and I want people to, you know, get involved. You know, talk. I want people to press one, conversate. You know, give me your ideas. You know, give me your thoughts. Because it's each one teach one, you know. We're stronger together than we are apart.
It's people don't know how much, you know, when people press one and they and we all get to mix out all, I put out all our thoughts and ideas together. They don't know, a lot of times they don't know how important that is. You know what I mean? To press one, you know, and chime in. It's really nothing. You know, it's easy, but it means so much to the host. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It means so
absolutely
much to the host,
absolutely,
to chime in and press one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interaction, and that's what we need to be able to do. We need to interact on intellect and intelligent conversations and higher level conversations where it increases us as individuals. It helps us grow. It helps us rise above where we are. Each and every day, we should be able to, you know, rise. Like you said, that, you know, when you leave here, you want to leave a legacy. And, you know, many of us want to go to heaven or paradise, but do we want to do the work that it takes to get to paradise? Do we want to put that type of
right.
work in? Do we want to treat people in
right.
the manner to be able to get to the paradise? You know what I mean? That's the thing. That's the level that we want to strive to get on, you know? And that's what
yeah.
that's what, you know, the show is about. You know, we want people to get there. We want to all get there together. You know?
That's true. So that's Star D, he got his own show. The same phone number that you call for this one is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday we got another show at 7 o'clock. I call it more or less prison reform. And then we got Dre's show on Mondays, more like unsigned hype. And then we got my sister's show on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So we gotta just support each other. That's all. At this time, is anybody out here want to call somebody and tell them that they love them? Last week we had two people doing it. It don't look like we're gonna get anybody tonight. To call somebody and tell them. And I told people that if I can't get nobody to call somebody and tell me love them, then I had to do it. So that day y'all put me on the spot. Unless somebody press one. Wait, hold on. This is Miles. 1 second, y'all. Miles called me from another phone. Miles, he must be having, wait a minute, let me see if I can get Miles back in here. Miles, you back? You here, Miles?
Yeah, what's up, Jay? How you doing?
Oh, what you mean how I'm doing? You've been on the show for about 30 minutes.
Oh, my bad, man. You know how I get sometimes, man. I've been drinking some of that stuff you've been drinking.
Nah, I ain't been drinking a lot. I just drank a little bit tonight. I got a lot going on, you know what I mean? I'm trying to stay focused, but
you get my call, I'll call you and tell you I love you, man.
Oh, that's what you were saying on the other end. I ain't hear you.
Yeah, man, you're my little baby brother now. I didn't know you when I was 9.
That everybody like Jay, you got to start building love on your show. You know what I mean? And stop saying fuck love. You gotta build love. But look,
well, I'm gonna stop talking because people say I talk too much. So,
nah, you ain't talk too much tonight though. You've been good tonight.
Well,
really,
I stopped.
Good.
He said, "Damn, he talked damn much."
Nah, not at all, not at all. But look, hold on, let me see. Let me see if somebody else out here. Before we go to
what's up, Sade?
So y'all got the layout.
What's going
of the
on, brother?
Saturday,
Miles?
Tomorrow night.
Nah, man, just chilling. Waiting for tomorrow to catch you on your show.
Yeah, we got the 8 o'clock show tomorrow. We got the Sunday show. Okay, we got all the shows. At this time, I always like to say, if anybody wanted to take time out to give donations to the show, my Cash App, you know, it don't really, you know, it's just, sometimes I feel funny giving my Cash App out and asking for donations and Zelle and all that, but, you know.
Feel like you're begging, right?
Not begging. I mean, I've seen other podcasts begging. I don't feel like it's begging. I just feel like, you know, like, I feel like this show, if you pay for Netflix, and you pay for Optimum and Verizon and Spectrum and all that stuff and internet and all that stuff. Like, I feel like my show is entertaining just like that. So if I ask for like a $5 donation, $1, $10, whatever, I listen to a pastor every Sunday. I Cash App him $10 every Sunday. That might not be nothing, but I Cash App him $10 every Sunday. I listen to it on my phone, like. Because I like to hear it. I hear something different, you know what I mean? And I leave feeling different. So, I, you know, I show support.
Yeah, you're cheaper than Netflix, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, Netflix, I got Netflix, too. That's, what, $11 a month I pay because I like Netflix. So I just feel like these podcasts is the same way, you know. So if people sit up and you be like, oh, the podcast coming out tonight at 8 o'clock, then I feel like that's something entertaining that you're looking forward to. So, like, what's wrong with a donation? I mean, like, most of the stuff that's going on is it's entertainment.
Hey Jay, you said where you go fishing at, Jay?
I go a lot of places: Oakland, Bud Lake, Shepherd Lake, Lake Portage, Lake Opacon. I go everywhere. I went to Oakland, Lake Portage. Sunday I'm going to Bud Lake with my nephew. Yeah, I'm a fisherman, man. That's where I am. But look, and we got, let's keep it moving. My Cash App is $JSeanJ. That's $JASHONJ. I got a purple shirt on and a white hat. Because if some people have sent it to Jay Sean Jackson, that's my son. You got to send it to Randy Jay Sean Jackson. You know what I mean? $5, whatever. It don't matter. It's the thought behind it. And some people use Zelle. Some people having trouble using Zelle. I really don't know nothing about Zelle.
Hey, Jay, you're going to have Zelle, to put me on mute. My neighbor about to play his Spanish music. And that stuff loud, so.
Oh, no. You know I hear that shit, too. I'm right here.
I know.
They've been playing that Spanish music all day. But look, hold on. Wait a minute. One second. I wonder if I could do this real quick. Hold on.
Hello?
You want a Chinese?
Hello?
You want a Chinese?
Who is this?
Egg roll, shrimp roll, chicken wing.
You playing on my phone, Dad? I'm not playing. Because I know this is you. Why are you playing on my phone?
I have shrimp fried cat.
What's up?
And who is on the phone?
I'm on my radio show, but I got 30 seconds, so I couldn't get nobody to call nobody. If I can't get nobody to call nobody, I got to call somebody and tell them I love them.
Oh,
so
well, hey, y'all.
We just came.
I love you,
Lord. We love you.
The big baby
you.
Here.
Yeah,
that's your youngest daughter, Jay?
that's the youngest in charge right there. You get ready to get cut off in a minute. What you doing?
I'm laying down about to watch Power.
Doing? Oh, Power Book 2?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
and we know you, Jay. We know you, Jay daughter. You have our sympathy.
Oh.
You got what?
We have sympathy for it, Jay.
Oh, sympathy. At least you ain't outside. It's Friday night. At least you ain't outside.
I'm chilling until my birthday. You know my birthday coming, so I'm chilling now.
No, you were supposed to send me some money yesterday.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah, right. Well, I gotta ask you.
I am. I honestly forgot about that. I was mad busy today. I got your money.
No. We don't play like that. Homie, don't play that.
I got the privilege to rob you and mommy for the rest of my life.
No, you robbed me.
And I don't even be robbing y'all.
You robbed me long enough. It's time to pay the old man now.
It's time to pay up.
I'm old. I can't believe you in the house. Something wrong with your car?
No, my car is okay.
Oh, well, I feel good. Then
I'm not in my house. I'm not in my house, but I'm in the house. I'm in my friend's house. I'm with my best friend.
Who, female?
Yeah.
No, you took too long to say that. Nah, uh-uh.
Put her on the phone. Hey, he on his podcast, though.
Oh, love on podcast.
That's a female?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You good. You good. I thought you was laying up.
I'm good.
Watch Power Book 2. I thought you was getting ready to lay up, watch Power Book 2 with a man or something like that. I wanted to ask you
I'm outside.
Every time I drive past your house in the morning, I'll never see your car.
You be riding past my house. First of all, I work. You know I work every morning, 7 a.m.
No, you don't work 7:30.
Yes, I do work 7:30. I work 7:30 to 4:30 now.
Oh, okay. That's why your car don't be there. Okay.
I didn't know. Exactly.
Well, I'm just calling.
I just called
to say I love you, to check on you and see what you was doing.
Okay. I love you more.
You know, your mother told you my brother died.
My mother told you what?
Your mother told you my brother died.
No.
She didn't tell you? Wow.
No.
Oh yeah, they found my brother dead Wednesday night in Atlanta.
Which brother? I can't even hear you. I'm gonna call you later.
What y'all shaking out a big? What y'all sound like? Y'all got a big bag of purple haze or something? Y'all shaking it out or something? What's that? Raw, what they call that weed? Sour. Damn, that's a big bag of weed out here right now.
Jesus of Prince has not stolen a base this year. Slide step by Robertson, he misses with a curveball.
Hello. Who watched this for? Oh, she hung up on me. Well, anyway, who listening to sports? Who listening to sports in the background? Hello? Somebody got the TV on in the background?
Left-hand hitting CJ Abrams on deck.
Miles, can you hear me?
Sound like somebody got the baseball game now.
Yeah, somebody got a shot. You hit Miles. You still here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, my neighbors, our hallways ain't that great, man, because they got all the doors open.
Oh, okay.
So
you
got
you
can put me on mute.
No, I'm going to end the show. We ain't going deep tonight, man. I got to get up early, man. I got a lot of stuff I got to do, man. I might have to take a trip to Atlanta. So,
all right.
Well, man, you know, that's where my brother was at who died. He was in Atlanta, so I might have to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, I know your sister was telling me about that last night.
Yeah, I didn't know neither, Jay. That's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah. They found them dead in Atlanta. Yeah.
Sorry about your loss, bro.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you. We had a nice calm show tonight. I was really happy about that. I wasn't in the mood for all that yelling and screaming tonight. Ruben, you still on? We always lose Ruben.
Hey, Jay, do me a favor. When you get down to Atlanta,
yeah,
give your family a shout-out from your crew here, man. Give them my blessings.
Give family a shout-out.
Yeah,
I'll definitely do that. We're going to so, look, y'all don't forget, people out here, to tune in to Sadi Podcast tomorrow. And the Sunday one is at 7:00, and then Dre is at 8:30 on Mondays. You know what I mean? We all support each other. I didn't even know, like, about getting through this show tonight. You know what I mean? With when you got death in the family, you don't really know how you're gonna feel or what you're gonna do. But I was like,
Now, I still got to do the show, no matter what. You still got to do the show. So that's the main thing. But see how my daughter hung up on me. She hung up on me quick. She's supposed to be cash after me my money. kids don't pay back. She said
she hung up on you. Put her on blast, man.
Yeah, it sounded like they were shaking out a big bag of weed, right, Mom? I heard that bag. What y'all shaking out? Some sour. She almost. She laying up, but she ain't home. Like she said, her girlfriend. Like that meant something.
They getting ready for the movie they about to watch, man.
Yeah, Shay. Miss Connecticut just told us about that female thing earlier.
Miss Connecticut might be over there.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know. But look, yo, I'm glad. I'm really happy for everybody who tuned in tonight. You know, it was a different occasion. I really didn't drink too much tonight, and I really didn't want the show. I really didn't want the show to be too crazy tonight. I really wasn't in the mood for it tonight, like with everything I'm going through. So it went just as I planned. It was a nice, smooth show. We got through all the topics and everything. So it was a nice, calm show. So everybody, you know what I mean? Like I said, tune into the other shows. And, you know, I'll be back here next Friday. I'll be more hyped and I'll be feeling more better. We have some more fun. It's okay sometimes to, you know, just Musa, exhale. You know, that's what we did today. And I'm gonna take this show out. Let me see if I got this right. Well, one more of my brother's favorite songs for the night.
Oh, I want to say a shout out before you do that.
Once again,
Jay, another good show, man.
That's my favorite word. Another good show. You know, long as it's entertaining, you know what I mean, and it keep your attention, it's a good show. You know, that's what podcasts is all about. You know what I mean? Like us podcasters, me, Shadi, my sister Dre, Malai. I mean, it's not easy, man. It's not easy. You know, you gotta plan and you gotta strategize and you gotta study and you gotta hope you get out here and you gotta hope you get people to press one and participate and you gotta hope you get people that wanna tell somebody about it so they could come on next week and you gotta figure, like, once your show over, you gotta start preparing for the next show. It's not easy, man. It's really
gotta come
easy.
Up with some good topics too, right?
Yeah, you gotta come up with topics. I mean, you gotta be funny, you know what I mean? You gotta be educational and intellectual. It's not easy, you know what I mean? Everybody can't do it. I'm here to tell you that. You know, it's just that it's work. It's definitely work, you know what I mean? But we're not going to go 3 or 4 hours tonight like we did 2 weeks ago talking about how many times a day a woman want to have sex. We talked 3 hours about that. Nah, we're not doing that tonight.
Yeah, we don't
want to
come in on Friday and end it on Saturday.
You know, like you said, Miles said, I'm beyond triple X, rated X. I'm beyond that. Jay, I think you beyond triple X. Yo, we about to be out of here, man. Everybody enjoy your Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying, and if your mother here, if your mother not, you know, if your mother here, let her know you love her. If she not here, you know, tell her in your prayers, you know what I mean, or tell your baby mother or your sister or just a friend, you know what I mean, because it's Mother's Day for a reason, you know what I mean. It's just like Father's Day coming up next, you know what I mean. So without the mothers, none of us would be here, without the mothers of civilization. Even though it took the men, you know what I mean, to plant the seed and water the earth, it still took.
Yeah,
a
we
woman,
did the easy
you know
part.
I mean? Yeah, we. It's, yeah, it still took the woman to you know, to produce the a positive creation. So it mean a lot. My mother not here no more, but she, I had her for so long. So you know what I mean. She was, my mother was 88 when she died. So I talked to her in my prayers or whatever. Everybody, yo, we out of here.
Have a safe trip, Jay. Getting there and getting back,
not,
homie.
I don't know when I'm leaving yet, but I will.
No, I'm just saying, have a safe trip. I'm just saying, have a safe trip. Wait, if I don't hear from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know.
I'll tell
WAP
to get you
some
friends together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. WAP is in Atlanta. I forgot all about that. WAP is in Atlanta. If I get down there, I got to check WAP out. Nah, he got to make, he said he don't make beef ribs. We can't eat no pork. We can't do that.
We're making beef.
I'll bring him some beef to put on his, I'll bring him some beef.
Yo, Jay, this is what you do when you get down there. You sit right there. Oh, yeah, why? By the way, I got solution in the car.
That's
his old head up.
he don't like no Mr. Solution. Yeah, we out of here, man. Yo, I'm going out with one of my brothers.
Last song, take care, O.
Don't forget,
have a good day, Shadi.
Yeah, peace. All right. Good show. Good show, man.
Coming to get you.